This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. We're right close to the bottom of the hour, and I think you'll recognize the voice of my next guest, volunteer Juno Afternoon host, longtime radio personality, and the communications manager at the Alaskan Brewing Company, Andy Klein. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott. How you doing? How you guys holding up over there?
It's a little weird, I have to tell you. Juno Afternoon by yourself, done completely via technology. There might be two of us in the entire building right now.
Right.
Feels a little like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah,
to be honest.
It must feel weird. Well, I miss being there. Miss seeing you guys.
Well, we hope to get you back soon.
Yeah, I know.
We hope.
Yeah.
How are things going for you? And how's the brewery faring?
The brewery's, the brewery's really fortunate in that I'm sure as you can, anyone who's kind of following any of this would surmise, the restaurant and bar business, which is a big part of our business, is really not doing a lot right now as far as beer sales. So as far as our beer sales go, that's a place where it's a little rough for the whole industry right now. But people are wanting to have beer at home. And so, we still are providing that, and we're in a good position to still be able to do that. So we're really fortunate that we're able to still figure out a way to make sure that we're protecting our employees and socially distancing. You know, in brewing, there's a lot of sanitation procedures and protocols already in place. So it wasn't a big step for us to make sure that we had a really clean facility, but we're able to do that. So we're cranking along. We have we're staggering staff and things like that to make sure that we're keeping as distant as possible while we're all still trying to work. So the brewery's still cranking along and still providing beer for people.
Okay. Speaking of sanitation, I understand that you all have created your own hand sanitizer, which you're providing for free. Is that right?
Well, it's not quite. So what's happened is we've actually, because we're in the sanitation business all the time, we have a lot of suppliers that we deal with where we're ordering a lot of sanitation supplies from. When this first started developing back in February, we made a big order of commercially produced hand sanitizer. So it's not hand sanitizer that we're making at the brewery. It is commercially produced hand sanitizer that that we're getting in, but we're able to distribute it to the community because we've got a little extra.
Okay, that's great. And how can our listeners get some of this hand sanitizer?
It's been really great. You know, we've been working with CBJ. They've organized a bunch of volunteers and have some staff out there. The Juno Community Foundation also is helping defray some of the costs, which has been terrific. And then from 9 to 11 every day, Tuesday through Saturday, people can come to our tasting room location out at 5364 Commercial Drive. That's on the way to Costco. And you'll just get directed when you pull in there at the tasting room. There'll be people there to kind of tell you where to park and where to go. And essentially, we've just got three tents set up with a self-serve. You just walk up to one of the tents, you self-serve it, and then one of the CBJ volunteers sanitizes the station in between each person using it. And we're just asking that people bring about a 12-ounce bottle. We're asking for people to kind of limit themselves to 12 ounces per household right now. We want to make sure that this gets out to as many households as need it. It's kind of a thin liquid. It's a little bit different than the gel hand sanitizer people might be used to. So it actually works really well in like a spray bottle, like an old Windex bottle or a Mister kind of bottle. That sort of thing works great. But any kind of container that's like an old dishwashing detergent container or a soap pump container, kind of something like that, will work great. And one thing I wanted to mention, Scott, what we really want to discourage people from doing is bringing any container that could be something that would be confused with being a consumable item. So we're turning people away who have mason jars or water bottles or anything that looks like it might be something that's consumable.
Sure,
because sure. This is denatured alcohol, so it's poison. I mean, if you ingest it, it will do serious damage. So we want to make sure that there's no accidental ingestion of any of this product, which obviously it's kind of an obvious thing, but It's certainly natural also to grab just the nearest water bottle and say, oh, well, I'll fill that up with hand sanitizer, but we just can't allow that to happen. So as long as it's not a container that could be confused with food or drink or something like that, then we're asking people to come by and fill them up.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Andy Klein from the Alaskan Brewing Company from 9 to 11, Tuesdays through Saturdays. That's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can roll by the tasting room there by Costco and fill up to 12 ounces of hand sanitizer. And again, is this free, Andy?
It's free. Yep, it's free. Again, Juneau Community Foundation is helping with this. CBJ is helping do it. But essentially, we just ordered a bunch in, and we knew there might be a need. We, you know, from what we're hearing from our suppliers, we think this sort of shortage of hand sanitizer won't last too long. We think there's going to be kind of a lot of it coming down the pipe. So this is just kind of a stopgap measure to allow for people who might have run out or feel like they just don't quite have quite enough in their household to have some hand sanitizer. And then one other thing I did want to mention, too, is that businesses that might need a larger volume, they can call our tasting room and we can arrange for a curbside pickup of a gallon for businesses. Okay. So if you've got a restaurant and you're wanting to start, you know, doing takeout orders or you've run out of it or any other business, we're happy to supply a gallon to businesses. They just have to call our tasting room at 780-5911 and then they can do curbside pickup for that anytime between 2 and 6 p.m.
So Andy, I'm wondering, next to the hand sanitizer, is there a keg of Alaskan beer that we can taste at the same time?
You know, thanks for mentioning it, because yeah, we did just start curbside pickup as well last week. So we had actually, you know, when this all started and, you know, got very serious in March, we just made the decision that instead of keeping our retail staff in any way, before we had real procedures down, keeping them working, we just decided, let's just close up the tasting room. So we did that for a number of weeks. But just last week, we opened back up for curbside pickup only. So what happens is if you call that number, 780-5911, anytime between 2 and 6, you just talk to our tasting room staff. If you go on our website, you can see the full menu of all the different beers that we've got pouring, either crowlers or growlers, or you can get any of our packaged beer. And so it's a good way for people to kind of, especially our super fans who really are into our specialty beers and want the special rough draft and stuff like that, they can get a crowler or a growler by calling that number and we can do a curbside pickup. So if you're that's the same method that we're using for businesses if businesses want to call and get a kind of larger amount of this hand sanitizer.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
So again, that's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday to get hand sanitizer. Bring your own container that does not look like it could be a water bottle or similar consumable. Or you can call 780-5911 for a gallon of that if you're a business. Or for curbside pickup between 2 and 6 p.m.
Right, exactly.
Andy, I'm going to turn the table on you a little bit. You know, you're often the Friday host here on Juneau Afternoon, and you get to talk to people about Foodie Friday.
Yeah, that's right. So, I've missed Foodie Friday so much.
So now it's time for Foodie Friday with Andy Klein. We want you to teach us how to make something. What are you cooking over there? What's getting you through these times, Andy?
You know, it's funny, isn't it? Because like right now, it feels like, oh, we've got all this time to cook. And then you're pretty sick of cooking, you know?
Right. You've gone through all your greatest hits. And the B-sides.
I was just thinking about this. Something I did last week that was awesome was because I work out at the brewery and we're staggering shifts out there. So we don't see many people during the day and we all wear face masks and everything. But I do drive by the Lemon Creek Breeze Inn. And I don't know how many people know it, but they have this really cool thing where you can go and just pick up a pizza crust. It's just a refrigerated pizza crust that they make there. So it's just raw pizza dough crust. And and you can just pick that up. It's like $6 cheap. So I went and picked one of those up and I made a tomato sauceless pizza with pesto sauce instead of tomato sauce. And so it ended up being kind of a Greek inspired pesto pizza. So I used pesto as the kind of main sauce and I just brushed that on And then I used like Kalamata olives and feta cheese and artichokes, had some sun-dried tomatoes, sort of emptied out the cupboards, you know.
Right.
I think there's probably no wrong ingredient. You know, you can put anything on a pizza.
Sure.
Put some mushrooms on there. And that was great. So that's my that would be my Foodie Friday recipe pick of the week. Go by. And then there's lots of businesses actually that I know of. I don't know if you know of others, Scott, but I think there's other businesses that are selling pizza dough.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Bo and company up at in Boca al Lupo are. I know the Island
right,
Pub's open for
stuff.
Pizza for pickup and among others. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of fun just to have, just to, you know, I didn't make the dough. I'm not, you know, I'm not a professional chef
right.
here. I'm usually the one interviewing the professional chefs.
How long did you
but
bake?
That was my attempt.
How long did you bake the pizza?
It's only about 15 minutes. Put it on a pizza stone, baked it for about 15 minutes. Turned out perfect.
All right. That's Andy Klein's Greek Pizza. Pick up your dough from Lemon Creek Breeze Inn. $6, give or take. Put on some olives, some feta, sun-dried tomatoes. Bake it for about 15 minutes. Oh, and I forgot to mention the pesto base.
Right. Exactly. That is the key I found.
All right. And if you're just tuning in, Andy, earlier, give us the details once more on how we can pick up free hand sanitizer from the brewery.
Yeah, we've got an excess supply of hand sanitizer that we ordered commercially. So this is commercially developed hand sanitizer, denatured alcohol, a little bit of glycerin to protect your hands. But it's very thin, so it works really well in a spray bottle. And if people want to pick it up, we're open in the right by our tasting room. So that's 5364 Commercial Drive, right on the way to Costco. And we're open from 9 to 11 in the mornings, Tuesday through Saturday. So we'll be open tomorrow morning, then we're taking a couple days off, then we'll be back open Tuesday through Saturday. You just drive into our parking lot there at the tasting room, and there'll be people, volunteers there to tell you where to park, and you just walk over and you self-serve at a tent. We're asking people to just fill up about 12 ounces or so. Just we're trying to spread it around as much as possible here. So no 5-gallon buckets, please. and we're just asking folks to come up and do it. And then just so everyone knows and is clear, needs to be a container that can't be confused with a food or beverage container. So just as long as you're using something like an old rinsed out Windex bottle or an old, you know, rinsed out dishwashing detergent bottle, something like that, so that it can't get in the wrong hands and someone doesn't take a accidental taste of it. It's poisonous, so we don't want anyone to get into any situation that where that's ingested. And then one last note for businesses: if you're a business out there and you're looking for a little bit larger quantity than 12 ounces, you can call our tasting room at 780-5911, and businesses can arrange to get a gallon of this hand sanitizer from our tasting room.
All right. Andy Klein with pizza and hand sanitizer here on Juno Afternoon.
Yes. Always sanitize first and good then make the pizza. That's right.
Good to hear your voice. Andy, you gave me a tune to go out on. You want to set us up for this?
Oh, yeah. This was a great tune that came out. I think it was kind of based on sort of a kids thing. And they had great popular bands do educational songs. And so this is Chromeo out of Philadelphia with a new Philly sound. And this is Nice and Clean.
All right, Andy. Stay well.
Thanks, Scott.
You see, I always thought of myself as a VCB, a very clean boy. But that afternoon.